From Tidbits on April 30th, 2012, this is Google Drive and SkyDrive Take Aim at Dropbox, written by Glenn Fleischman. Practically since the launch of Google's Gmail service, rumors have abounded that the search firm would offer a generic internet storage service called Google Drive. On April 24th, 2012, the company finally did, providing free access with a Google account, but without requiring an invitation or labeling the service as beta. Apparently, hearing the beat of the same drummer approaching, Microsoft also significantly upgraded its SkyDrive system a day earlier on April 23rd, 2012. But will either offer a significant advantage over the popular Dropbox service? Google Drive works very much like Dropbox, focusing on a single folder, Mac OS X and Windows, and enabling you to choose which subfolders you sync on given computers. An iOS app is coming and Android software is already available. Your Google Drive can also sync your documents from Google Docs, although you still need a web browser and a live internet connection to edit them. You can view Google Docs files in an offline read-only mode using the Google Chrome web browser. For another way of getting local copies of Google Docs files in usable formats, see Backup Your Google Data with CloudPull, March 6, 2012. Google Drive includes 5 gigabytes of free storage separate from storage used for Gmail, which was bumped to 10 gigabytes, and the Picasa photo sharing service, which gives you 1 gigabyte. More storage may be purchased, starting at $2.50 per month for an additional 25 gigabytes available to both Google Drive and Picasa. These pricing plans are new. The previous yearly plans are no longer available, though anyone with an existing yearly plan can keep it active. Meanwhile, a certain Redmond-based Google competitor coincidentally announced updates to its 5-year-old SkyDrive storage and sync service. SkyDrive previously offered decent Mac and iOS support, but didn't provide direct file system integration and lacked a number of useful features. SkyDrive used to comprise 2 separate services, Sync, called Windows Live Mesh, that enabled both cloud-based automated file synchronization and peer-to-peer file copying among your computers, and web-accessible storage. Microsoft allowed 25 gigabytes total of free cloud storage, 5 gigabytes of which could be used for cloud-based sync among computers. Peer-to-peer sync has been dropped, and new SkyDrive accounts receive 7 gigabytes of free storage. The update on several platforms, Mac OS X, 10.7 Lion, Windows, iOS, and Windows Phone, brings Dropbox-like folder and synchronization features. SkyDrive also enables you to access remote files on your other SkyDrive-enabled computers. That's a rather nice addition and something found in few sync services. It's typically part of remote screen access systems like LogMeIn. To make up for the drop in storage to existing users, those who register before April 22, 2012 and have less than 4 gigabytes stored can upgrade to 25 gigabytes by clicking a link on the SkyDrive site after logging in. Those registered users who already stored more than 4 gigabytes have automatically received a bump to 25 gigabytes of free storage. Additional storage can be purchased starting at $10 per year for an additional 20 gigabytes of storage. It's impossible to compare iCloud directly with either Google Drive or SkyDrive or with Dropbox, because iCloud doesn't allow arbitrary file storage and syncing, nor does it have any sharing features. Rather, iCloud syncs data between specific Mac and iOS apps and provides centralized storage for Apple services like iTunes Match, PhotoStream, and me.com email. On the other hand, Google Drive and SkyDrive compete directly with Dropbox, which includes 2 gigabytes of storage with free accounts and offers paid accounts starting at $10 per month for 50 gigabytes. However, as noted in Get More Storage for Testing Dropbox Camera Uploads, March 29, 2012, and Dropbox referral bonuses double to 500 megabytes retroactively, April 4, 2012, using a new camera upload service can bring a free account to 5 gigabytes of permanent storage, while referrals can boost a free account to as much as 16 gigabytes. The overall combined limit of additional storage for free accounts is 16 gigabytes. The comparison to Dropbox is apt, not just because Dropbox beat both Microsoft and Google to the market by years with this sort of offering, but because of the tens of millions of people already using Dropbox and the way in which its integration and features define what's expected from these and a dozen other internet sync storage services. How Google Drive and SkyDrive will fare against Dropbox remains to be seen, not so much because of the feature set or the amount of storage provided, but because Dropbox is riding the network effect wave. Since so many people use Dropbox happily to share files with colleagues, it's hard to see what the incentive would be for switching to a largely similar competitor. Dropbox also isn't sitting still. Simultaneously with the Google and Microsoft announcements, Dropbox finalized a feature previously available only in beta: read-only links to any file in your Dropbox folder, regardless of which subfolder it's in. The feature is great for sending a file in a shared folder to someone who needs to see it but doesn't need to edit it. The update also adds the capability to share entire folders' contents and to revoke publicly shared links. This is Tidbit, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, Doxy, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman, and I have multiply redundant backup copies of myself.